when my father died, it was 1966 or so. It was the height of the 60s.
Greetings, this is Stephen Merritt, and I apparently on WGXC Accra, which I think of as WGXC Hudson, but I don't know. I've never been to Accra.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears on Wednesday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Tune in the Off the Hook Show live from WBAI in New York City, all about hacker news and more on the radio at WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Wednesday with a high near 47, a low around 27. Thursday should also be mostly sunny with a high near 52 and a low around 37. And then Friday, there is a 50% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies, a high near 57 and a low around 48. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Science of Aesthetics Laser and Med Spa, offering a wide variety of multifaceted cosmetic services at 810 Union Street in Hudson. Consultations are available. Information at 518-697-5390 and scienceofaesthetics.net.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Good morning. This is Maria Manhattan, and you are in the Hudson Cafe. I'm so glad you could join me today on this beautiful day in April. It is windy. We're here in the Hudson Valley, and I did see a daffodil on my way here this morning, so that is extremely promising. And so because it's April, you know that I must play this song that I play every year right around this time. I just can't help myself. It's Pat Boone.
April love is for the very young. Every star, wishing star that shines for you. April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers, so if she's the one, don't let her run away. Sometimes an April day will suddenly to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers, so if she's the one, don't let her.
Here's another one about April.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday table under the trees. April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. Charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Can I run to? What have you done to my heart? I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you
Well, Pat Boone to Billie Holiday is quite a segue. That's why you're listening to Radio for Open Ears. You're listening to WGXC. We're a listener supporter. And if you haven't become a sustaining member, you should consider doing that. Just go to our website, go to wgxc.org/donate, and help us on a regular basis. It's much appreciated. Well, Billy just took us to Paris. How about we try another world capital in the month of April? This is something I want to dedicate to my friend Ellen Thurston. When I met Ellen many years ago, we discovered that we liked the same type of music, and somehow this song came up. And I know we're the only two people on earth that even remember this song. But Ellen, this one's for you, April in Fairbanks.
Autumn in New York and April in Paris are no longer chic. Winters in Mallorca and summers in Capri are gone, so to speak. The people who have the wherewithal have found a new place to have a ball. They deserted the Champs-Élysées. The Piazza d'Espagna is no longer gay. They give their thanks to Fairbanks, Alaska. April in Fairbanks, there's nothing so appealing. You feel your blood congealing in April in Fairbanks. Bright Arctic moonlight illuminates the ice floes, and everybody's breath shows in Fairbanks. You've never felt the charm of spring until you hear a walrus sighing. The air is perfumed with the smell of blubber frying. April in Fairbanks, you suddenly discover a polar bear's your lover in Fairbanks. Heavenly weather will turn your skin to leather and lock your jaws together in April in Fairbanks. Sweet Arctic breezes will sing you a cadenza and bring you influenza in Fairbanks. I leave the Riviera to the folks who like a fancy palace. Give me an igloo and the aurora borealis. April in Fairbanks, you suddenly discover a seal just stole your lover in Fairbanks. April in Fairbanks, I simply can't believe it. I know I'll never leave it alive this April.
April in Fairbanks. That was Giselle McKenzie, and that was from a review called New Faces of 52. A guy named Leonard Sillman was a producer, and he would produce these reviews from time to time that always had humorous songs like that. That one was by a guy named Murray Grand, who also wrote the wonderful I'd Rather Cha-Cha Than Eat. We'll get to that at another time. At any rate, you are listening to WGXC, and I wanted to mention that last night I watched the first installment of a new miniseries called Fosse Verdon. And if you're a Broadway baby like I am, you probably were anxiously awaiting this. It's kind of hard to believe that mainstream TV would be doing a biography of these two Broadway legends who really aren't popularly known outside of that world, I would say. And they certainly were amazing people. Bob Fosse, of course, great choreographer and dancer, who gave us legendary shows like Cabaret in Chicago and many more. And Gwen Verdon, who happened to be married to him, who they say was the best dancer on Broadway for about 20 years. And I actually had the pleasure of seeing her in both Sweet Charity and Redhead. Just saying. And she truly was marvelous. She was the kind of performer that drew you to her. A real Broadway star, but not like the kind of star that, say, Ethel Merman or Carol Channing or even Mary Martin was. They were the kind of star that was reaching for the last seat in the last row. But Gwen had a different kind of magnetism. She was seductive. She brought you to her. And I thought we should play a couple of songs in tribute to both Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. So I'm going to start with something from Sweet Charity. Here she is with If My Friends Could See Me Now, Gwen Verdon.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wowee, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, my little dusty group, traipsing around this million-dollar chicken coop, I'd hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her, draped on a bedspread made from three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. I want to build up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, alone with Mr. V, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d', I hear my body saying, crazy, what gives? Tonight she's living like the other half lives. To think the highest brow, which I must say is he, should pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up! Holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Gwen Verdon as Charity Hope Valentine from the musical Sweet Charity. Music by Cy Coleman and lyrics by the wonderful Dorothy Fields. Dorothy was, quite old at that point. She'd been writing songs since the 30s, and it's amazing that she just had such a long and prolific career. The book for that show was by Neil Simon, one of his first, and directed, of course, by Bob Fosse. So that was a big hit for all of them. Although I have to say, Sweet Charity, it's a wonderful show. It's a little light. The original material that it was based on was Fellini's Knights of Cabiria with the wonderful Giulietta Messina. And that had a lot more grit to it. At any rate, Sweet Charity was a wonderful show. And I want to play another song. Gwen Verdon did a show called Redhead that was actually before Sweet Charity. This was another collaboration with Bob Fosse. She won another Tony Award for it. She won 4 Tonys for Best Actress in a Musical during her lifetime. And in Redhead, a show that it lasted like over 1,000 performances, so that's a big hit, but you'll never see it again. It really did not have staying power. It was all about Gwen Verdon. And when I saw the show, Gwen had twisted her ankle like the day before. And so she didn't do the dancing, which of course is why we all went to see the show. But the show must go on. So Gwen did the singing and the acting and all of that. And every time a big dance number came up, her understudy, Alan M. McCleary, came out and did the dance. And then left, and there was Gwen again, carrying on the show. I think as one of the biggest Broadway stars of her day, that's just how it had to be. She wasn't going to miss a show. So anyway, here's a tune from Redhead. Again, lyrics by Dorothy Fields.
I feel merely marvelous. Wilder than the sea, I look nearly beautiful. I don't look like me. It's a blooming miracle what a smack can do. I could fly, I could soar, I could cry, I could roar. Make it real, make him feel merely marvelous too.
And now, from Chicago.
Stop the presses!
Convent girl help!
We both reach for the gun, says Roxy!
Dancing feet, Lisa Zorro says beautiful jazz Slayer.
Roxy sobs, I'd give anything to bring him back.
Jazz and liquor, Roxy's bound for
it. I always wanted my name in the papers. Before Amos, I used to date this well-to-do ugly bootlegger. He used to like to take me out and show me off. Ugly guys like to do that. Once it said in the paper, Gangland's Al Capelli seen with cute red-headed Corrine. That was me. I clipped it out and saved it. Look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Not that the truth really matters. But I'm gonna tell you anyway. The thing is, see, I'm older than I ever intended to be. And all my life, I wanted to be a dancer in vaudeville. Oh, yeah. Have my own act. But no, no, no. They always turned me down. It was one big world full of no. Life. Then Amos came along. Sweet, safe. Amos who never says no. You know, some guys are like mirrors. And when I catch myself in Amos's face, I'm always a kid. you could love a guy like that. Look, now I gotta tell you, and I hope this ain't too crude. In the bed department, Amos was zero. I mean, when we went to bed, he made love to me like he was fixing a carburetor or something.
I love you, honey, I love you.
Anyway, to make a long story short, I started fooling around. Then I started screwing around, which is fooling around without dinner. I gave up the vaudeville idea because, well, after all those years, you sort of figure opportunities just passed you by. Ooh, but it ain't. Oh, no, 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 but it ain't. If this Flynn guy gets me off, and with all this publicity, now I got me a world full of yes. The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy. Who says that murder's not an art? And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang? Roxy. Get me some boys. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys.
They're gonna wait outside in line to get to see Roxy.
Think of those autographs I'll sign. Good luck to ya, Roxy. And I'll appear in a lavalier that goes all the way down to my waist.
Here a ring, there a ring, everywhere a ring-a-ling.
But always in the best of taste. I'm a star, and they love me, and I love them. And they love me for loving them, and I love them for loving me. And we love each other. That's because none of us got enough love in our childhood. And that's showbiz, kid.
Giving up her humdrum life.
I'm gonna be Roxy.
She made a scandal and a star.
And Sophie Tucker, oh shit, I know. To see her name yet billed below.
Foxy, Roxy Hart.
Those are my boys. Bye.
Yeah, Gwen Verdon as Roxy Hart in Chicago. Well, perhaps Bob Fosse's biggest triumph was the movie version of Cabaret. He really got that right. In fact, he was adapting the stage musical into a movie, and he made it darker. He just painted it with a different brush. It did have certainly a dark theme in its original incarnation. And in fact, they did some odd things in that original production. There was no overture, and the curtain was up when the audience came in. All that kind of thing was thought of as incredibly avant-garde in 1966 when the musical first opened. And so Fosse did the movie version. I'm not exactly sure how many years later, but it was sometime in the 70s. And of course, he got Liza Minnelli to star as Sally Bowles. And it is really my favorite movie musical. I mean, I love West Side Story, but the original was so amazing that I have to say, I think Cabaret really is my all-time fave. Anyway, we should listen to something from the soundtrack for that movie, a movie that won 8 Academy Awards. So this truly was a triumph for everyone involved. Here's Liza with Mein Air.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, I give you that international sensation, Fräulein Sally Bowles.
You have to understand the way I am, mein Herr. A tiger is a tiger, not a lamb, mein Herr. You'll never turn the vinegar to jam, mein Herr. So I do what I do. When I'm through, then I'm through. And I'm through. Toodaloo. Bye, bye, my liebe Herr. Farewell, my liebe Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Don't dab your eye, mein Herr, or wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. You've every cause to doubt me, mein Herr. The continent of Europe is so wide, mein Herr. Not only up and down, but side to side, mein Herr. I couldn't ever cross it if I'd tried, mein Herr. But I do what I can, inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, man by man. Bye, bye. Mein liebe Herr, farewell, my liebe Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Don't dab your eye, mein Herr, or wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. You'd every cause to doubt me, mein Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr, auf Wiedersehen, mein Herr. Es war sehr gut, mein Herr, und vorbei. Du kennst mich wohl, mein Herr, ach, lebe wohl, mein Herr. Du sollst mich nie mehr sehen, mein Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr. Bye-bye, mein lieber Herr, farewell, mein lieber Herr. It was a fine affair, but now it's over. And though I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, you're better without me. It's mein
Liza and Cabaret. Here's another song from Cabaret. It's Barbara Streisand from one of her earlier albums, I Don't Care Much.
I don't care much, go or stay. I don't care very much. Street lips grow. kiss me. If we touch, warning's fair. I don't care very much. I don't care much. Go or stay. I don't care very much. Either way, words sound false when you're coats too thin. Feet don't waltz when the roof caves in. So if you kiss me, if we touch, warning's fair. Don't care very much.
Hey, you're listening to WGXC, Creative Community Radio. I'm Maria Manhattan, and you are in the Hudson Cafe. You're listening probably, maybe, at 90.7 on your FM dial, or perhaps you're streaming us. Whatever your delivery system, I hope we're coming in loud and clear. We serve Columbia and Greene counties and points much further afield. Let me tell you, we have a reach. You can go on vacation anywhere in the world and take us along through our website. Stay with us. Give us a shout out by contributing to our sustaining membership campaign. Just go to wgxc.org/donate, and it's all there, right for you. So it is spring. As I said, those daffs are really trying hard to make their way up. Here's Frank Sinatra. It might as well be spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, and hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams, spinning, spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Sometimes it borders on fantasy, and sometimes I find visions flash through my mind close to reality. Night, a soft guitar, a hidden lane, a moon, and here and there a star. For a man and his dream. Night, a cricket's cry, a whispered word, a kiss, and now and then a sigh. For a man and his dream. And their eyes, when they meet, seem to say it's sublime, and their hearts proudly beat to a tune that is older than time. Night must fade away, and yet it leaves a love, so all the world will say there's a man and he.
That's Al Boley. I just love that song. I can't get enough of it. Here's Trisha Yearwood. I recently found out that she did an album last year of Frank Sinatra tunes for the last time.
Thank you.
God knows I've known some lovers in my storied past, but those and all the others, they just didn't last. And now I know why. For the first time I'm in love, for the last time. My love was like a lyric with no melody, and words are only words if there's no poetry. Now I found my rhyme. I found my rhyme. Without a lesson learned, I thought that I had earned this life alone. But through God's saving grace and the beauty of your face, my heart has found a place to call my own. I never thought forever'd ever be for me. I could only guess that happiness wasn't meant to be. But now both are mine. For the first time I'm in love, for the last time. Lesson learned, I thought that I had earned this road alone. But through God's saving grace and the beauty of your face, my heart has found a place to call my own. I never thought forever would ever be for me. I could only guess that happiness wasn't meant to be. Now both are mine. For the first time I'm in love, for the last time. For the first time I'm in love, for the last time.
Trisha Yearwood, she does a really beautiful job with that. Well, here's an old Cole Porter tune. This is Brian Ferry, who does sort of the typical take on the song. They say Cole wrote this as a parody of a typical cowboy's lament. It's a very sad tale. It's Miss Otis Regrets.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown She drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Came and got her and dragged her from the jail. Madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Oh, I love that blowing wind. And now proving that there are many ways to interpret a song, here's Bette Midler's take on Miss Otis.
Is Miss Otis in?
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. And she's sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, Madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. On the willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch
Sweetheart, I'll always care though you're away. Somehow our happy romance ended suddenly. Still in my heart, you somebody new looks good to you. No regrets, sweetheart, no matter what you say or do. I know our love will linger when the other love forgets. So I say goodbye with no regrets. No regrets. Although our love affair has gone astray, no regrets. Sweetheart, I'll always care though you're away. Somehow our happy romance ended suddenly. Still in my heart you'll be forever mine. No regrets. Although somebody new looks good to you, no regrets. Sweetheart, no matter what you say or do, I know our love will linger when the other love forgets. So I say goodbye with no regrets.
That was Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. And believe me, we have no regrets here in the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan, and I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I did. I'll see you next time. Keep your humor, spread good cheer. Let's go out on Route 66 with the Manhattan Transfer.
On Route 66.
It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Baby, you get your kicks on Route 66.
Now you go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri.